Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is a successful playoff run for Oregon?
Texas Tech.
Beat Texas Tech?
You got to beat Texas Tech.
Into the semis?
I think the way the bracket has set up, the JMU one is a gimme. I mean, if you lose to James Madison, not only is it a failure, but I mean, it's one of the worst failures in Oregon history. I mean, there's just no reason. Watching James Madison on tape, they do not belong on the field with Oregon. They just don't. There's not a single player for maybe a running back that would at least play. This is a non-starter. So throw that one out of the way. You're going to beat James Madison. You move on. So that goes to Texas Tech. And the way that sets up in the Orange Bowl against a good, not great Texas Tech team, I think kind of a one-dimensional team in Texas Tech. Very good defense, as good a defense as you've played. They're right up there, Indiana, Iowa. This is a very, very good defensive team. I think Oregon is more talented. I think Oregon is more balanced. And yeah, I think if you're Oregon, losing the one game against a team that is somewhat equal to you in the playoff, yeah, I think that would be a disappointment. And then after that, you know, let's wait till you get Indiana and Ohio State. I'm not saying this team was a national title team. I didn't think it was going into the year. I don't think it is now. But I think a fair expectation is getting into the semis and beating Texas Tech. I don't think it's a wasted season or a disappointment or anything like that. Like, oh my God, I can't believe it. But I think losing to Texas Tech will leave you a bit deflated. If you beat them, I think regardless of what happens after that, this will be viewed as a real successful year. Cause I think this was kind of a building year. We thought that going in, that next year's team, especially if Dante Moore comes back and the year after that, this Oregon team will only continue to get better. So getting into the semis on a year that was supposed to be a kind of a, not a rebuild, but a youth movement, setting up the coming years, it would be a huge success.
Okay. I view it a little different. Well, I don't know. The Texas Tech game will be huge.
Mm-hmm.
It really will.
Yeah.
Because you lose that, and now it's like, what really have you done?
Yeah.
No, I mean, you got to get by them.
Yeah.
And they're really good. But I feel like if it's Indiana that mm-hmm. they meet next in the semifinals.
And it will be Indiana, Alabama, or Oklahoma.
If it's Indiana,
mm-hmm.
I really think they need to beat them. Mm. Because you lost to them once at your own place.
Sure.
And what does it say that Indiana in 2 years mm. has surpassed you in the college football lexicon? I know they're really good. They're number one, but you were number one last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think that's a bad burn if you lose to Indiana twice. And Cignetti just basically just, it's taken him, what, 3 years, 2 years, 3 years to build this?
2 years.
So you've been, how long has Oregon been building to what they have? And you feel like, you know, here it's been a long, slow build, and mm-hmm. it's been really good, and there have been some really good moments. But it's not a great look to lose twice in the same season to the team that just built it in 2 years.
The way I would view that, and I understand that's a fair standpoint,
I mean, it doesn't mean it's an unsuccessful playoff run, but you really kind of need to beat Indiana if you play them again.
The way I view that, again, this to me is not the final form of Oregon. I don't think this is a complete team. And Indiana, to me, proved that they are a better team than you are going into Autzen and being the better team. So losing to a team that's better than you, now, to your point, they took 2 years. This is like when they lost to Washington, right? Which program was set up to be better in the long run? Oregon. What happened that year with Washington is stuff came together. You had a first-round quarterback in Michael Penix. You had three NFL receivers. You had two NFL tackles. And that was a collection of people that just right place, right time. That was not something that year after year Washington was going to be able to put out there. And that's what I kind of feel about Indiana. I've said, this is not sustainable for Indiana in this current model. They're going to have to recruit better. There's going to be peaks. There's going to be valleys for Indiana. Whereas I think Oregon is just on a nice trajectory up. The peaks and valleys are going to be a lot smaller. So if you said, give me the next 5 years, that's a no-brainer. Oregon will be better than Indiana for the next 5 years. But this version of it, as I see right now, especially if Oregon does have the injury problems at receiver, this Indiana team is better. So losing to them for a second time would be like losing to that Washington team a second time. Disappointing, but ultimately, that version of the Huskies was better than you were. It was close, but they were better. That collection. But it wasn't going to come back year after year. That's why I view it maybe a little bit differently if they lost to Indiana twice.
That's fair.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
But then what are you going to say when they lose to Indiana again in 3 years?
Yeah.
I mean, well, Cignetti is damn good, man.
If that happens, then you tip your cap in what he's done at Indiana.
Listen.
That's the greatest job that anyone has ever done in the history of college football at resurrecting a team in 2 years. Losing to that, I just don't think there's anything shameful about that.
Well, I don't think it's shameful. No one said it's shameful. But when you're elite, like Oregon is trying to be, having final form isn't a thing. You said that this isn't their final form. Well, that's not a thing for Alabama. That's not a thing for Ohio State. That's not a thing for schools in the class that you want to be in, that you think you are in.
Yeah.
You aren't playing for just one magical year. So I feel like that's kind of an excuse. Now, this year, Indiana is better than Oregon. They beat them in Autzen.
Yeah.
But I remember talking about that game with you before it happened, and it's like, look, Oregon is more talented than Indiana.
They are.
That has not changed. So I feel like you... If you, it's just me, but I think if they get Indiana again, they really need to beat them. They need to show that all of this work is they need to prove that they are where we thought they were.
A Denny Green.
That's right. I just Denny Greened your ass. And so we can't let them off the hook.
Yeah.
So I just, now if it's Ohio State again, like let's flip-flop Ohio State and Indiana in the bracket.
Yeah.
I'm saying the same thing you are. Beat Texas Tech. Hopefully you play a good game against Ohio State. Hopefully you win, but if you don't, let's circle the wagons, get back up next year and try it again. Indiana's a little different too.
Yeah, I get it. I get why.
Now, if it's Alabama, that may be different too. I don't know.
Well, then you got a DeBoer thing again. It's going to come rear at its ugly.
Yeah, well, that's true. That'll be a narrative.
I just think this is set up really well for you. The Madison's a cakewalk.
Well, if it's set up well, then they need to. Yeah, they probably need to get into the final, man.
Maybe. I mean, the Texas Tech game, I think, is a coin flip. Indiana. Now, Indiana just lost the Big Ten's leading one of the bestie linemen from a team that doesn't have a lot of depth. I think that plays a big role in it too. He was so good against you, so maybe that's a coin flip game too. There's nothing about this Oregon team that I look at it and to me says dominant. I think they have a really, really good quarterback that's young, that shows moments of brilliance, but can be routed a little bit. I think it's a good old line. I think it's good backs. I think it's a good defense, but there's nothing about it that I just salivate over. So to me, this isn't, if you lose, stub your toe. I mean, I've seen it against Penn State. I saw it against Iowa. I saw it against Washington for large stretches. I certainly saw it against Indiana, where I saw a team that's capable of losing games. And they only lost one. My favorite part about Oregon is they're resilient. They get drug in deep water, and they find a way to make plays. And by the way, a lot of that is their quarterback. Whether that's the Iowa game, whether it's the Washington game, or whether it's the Penn State game, the difference in all three of those games was Dante Moore just making big plays when he had to. And that's amazing, but nothing else about that do I look at it and say, this is a team that I think would be, those aren't upsets. And I think that's where the disappointment comes in. If you lose to Texas Tech, is it an upset? No. If you lose to Indiana, is it an upset? No. Certainly Georgia or Ohio State? No. So how can I say that something's a disappointment if you're getting beat by, quote, a team that's your equal or a better team than
you? I think it is an upset if Texas Tech beats them. Oregon has I think they're the fourth best odds to win this thing.
I can see that behind, I'm assuming, Georgia, Ohio State, and what, Indiana?
I think it's Georgia, Ohio State, Indiana.
Yeah.
And then comes Oregon. So I think you should beat Texas Tech. We can agree on that.
Yes.
You get into, and that's not going to be an easy game. No. That'll be a great game, but it's not like Oregon's light years better than Texas Tech at all.
No.
But that's one.
I think their offense is
you
better.
You should beat them.
I think so.
So
I've seen Texas
Tech. We'll agree with that one. That will you beat Texas Tech and you are well on your way to a successful playoff run.
Agreed.
And we'll see who they play
from
there. Yeah. But
I would be disappointed if they lost to Texas Tech. Wouldn't be shocked, but I would be disappointed because I think Oregon's defense maybe not. You know, it doesn't get the hype that Texas Tech does. But I think Oregon plays in a much better conference. I think those are just two really good defenses, and that can both wreck your game plan. I just have never, and I've seen Texas Tech play three or four times this year. I've seen Oregon play 12 times. I just have never been overly impressed with Texas Tech's offense. So I think in that game, I think that is a game, by the way, that's going to get played in the teens. If you told me the first 1-24 is going to win that game, I would believe you. And I just have more faith in Oregon's offense to get to 24 than I do Texas Tech.
You know, if they're going to win this whole thing, they will have... So they're going from Eugene to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be back in Eugene. Then they got to go to Atlanta. Then back to Eugene. Then Miami again.
It's tough.
That is tough.
And maybe you just stay out there too, by the way.
Well, but is there a week between the semis and the...
In the championship? I don't think so.
It's like...
Well, I think it's like 12 days or
12
something.
12 days.
Or maybe less. Or 10 days or something. Isn't it like...
Oh yeah, so quarterfinals
Monday night.
Quarterfinals are the 31st through the 1st. The semifinals 8-9, and then the national title is 19. So yeah, you would go home. That'd be 10 days.
You'd go home between all of them.
Yeah,
that's rough.
That's tough. It's a lot of travel.
Earlier this year, Let me pull it up here.
And it's only going to get, like you said, it's only harder. So Texas Tech, and this is the way it should be. If Chalk holds out, Texas Tech is a real challenge. Indiana is a greater challenge. They've already beat you. And then the final form is, I still think the two best teams in the country are sitting on the other side, and that's Georgia and Ohio State. So
earlier this year, they went to Chicago,
yeah,
back home to Eugene. Then they went out to Happy Valley all the way across the country, yeah, back home to host Indiana, but they had a bye. Then they had to go all the way back to New York or New Jersey for Rutgers, back home, and then back out to Iowa, and then back home.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of, and I remember Lanning was never going to make any excuse,
but those are tough.
We talked to him about that, and he alluded to that being, it's just the way the cookie crumbles this year, but it's the same in the playoff. If you want to win the whole thing, you got to go Eugene, Miami, Eugene, Atlanta, Eugene, Miami.
If it was one team that's used to travel, though, maybe you could make that argument.
God.
They're used to being on the road. They are going to have to play their, three, because James Madison, whatever. You're going to have to play your three best games that you've played. If you play any of those three teams the way you've played the tough teams on your schedule, you will lose one of those games. They have to be, and that's hard. To play your three best games with that travel schedule, with increasing difficulty, to play better than you've played all year, it's asking a lot, which is why I don't think this year's team. If Dante Moore comes back next year, look out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.